Chapter 6, Mother and Reflections on Mother. Do you understand what kind of entity Mother is? Do you understand the importance of commencing this study with reflections and meditation about Mother? Mother is the core of this study. It is the launching point to understanding your true existence. It is the first step that must be taken in order to comprehend an iota of the truth. And it is only through this corporeal world, through the human experience of having a mother, that you can access the truth about your existence and warmth. I want you to think seriously about your mother and why you have a mother. Mother's warmth is the essential energy that we are. It is the energy of existence and is our essential nature. Please, everyone, I want you to return to this essential nature. Can you feel this warmth that permeates everything? Right now, you may not remember, but I want to tell you what Mother's warmth is. It is undying love, warmth, and positive energy. It is always embracing and forgiving you, and always willing to do anything for you. It is the warmth which sacrifices anything to make you comfortable. It would do anything to protect you. And that is the warmth we truly are. This is the warmth within your heart. This warmth is always surrounding your heart and is the warmth that is your heart. Finding your warmth within this true energy will save your darkness, your suffering and sadness, and will enable you to return to your true heart of warmth. We have these physical bodies on this earth so that we may have the experience of being in a womb and being born unto a mother. For those 40 weeks, we can experience this, and our consciousness may recall this consciousness of Mother. This is the easiest way to come to know the truth. Understanding the vibrations and energy of this existence can only be begun by Mother's reflection. Once you cross the entry point through understanding Mother's warmth and can connect with it in your heart, then it will be quick for you to understand your real truth and your real existence. I don't mean to say that your biological mother is perfect in every way or that she didn't do unkind things to you, but the essence of her heart is one of warm embrace. It has always been reaching out to you. Can you understand how a mother feels about her children? You would know that there is such love and warmth that embraces you. You need to look beyond the physical ways she treated you and look past the hurtful things she might have said to you. If you look within the deepest part of your heart, you know your mother is always accepting you. In this physical life, she may not know how to show it, but her heart is a warm embrace. In addition, through this present mother, you can access the loving embrace of the tens of thousands of mothers that you have had. True warmth is resonated through your current mother. She may have beat you, been harsh with you, may have said no one too many times, but underneath has always been a heart caring and embracing you, accepting you for everything. No matter what her physical presence says, her heart is always caring for you. Can you feel the energy of love surrounding you? Can you look past all the misdeeds and feel that Mother's consciousness is always surrounding you? This is what you learn from Mother and from the many mothers you have had. Mother's warmth stretches its arms out surrounding and embracing you. If you cannot recall your mother's warmth, this study will be meaningless to you. If you do not feel mother's warmth, it will be impossible to understand the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. Also, it will be impossible for you to understand the journey of consciousness. Finding the warmth, reflection. Firstly and lastly, I ask you to reflect on your mother. Mother is the key. Reflection on mother is the easiest and quickest way for you to understand the truth. The act of reflecting is just as it sounds. It is an exercise of thinking deeply on some issue or questions. As a beginner to this study, it is good to keep a journal of some sort addressing questions of mother. The physical act of writing in a stream of consciousness fashion will help one focus and explore the topic of mother. It is helpful to write answers off the top of your head rather than analyzing the questions and formulating a coherent and beautiful answer. I also admit that writing about your mother a few times will not lead you to the answers right away. But like physical exercise, if you make it a habit and do a little every day, you will see results. Reflection is the same. If you do a little reflection every day, day after day, I know you will come to find the answers you have been seeking for. The truth will appear to you. We have all had mothers as human beings. It is through these physical mothers that we can return to the truth. Mothers are the key to returning to the warmth in our hearts. This is why I am communicating to you. The true heart we all are. Please find this heart. Please find this warmth in your heart we are. I know you will be able to. We are all waiting for you to find the true warmth. When you find this warmth in your heart, you will know it. It is so expansive and the warmth, it never stops growing. It expands. Every minute you are alive, every minute your consciousness is alive, your heart is growing and growing. Can you feel your heart growing? Please return to this warmth. First, start reflections on your mother. Please recall in your heart all the times you have spent with your mother. Most important are the times you were an infant with your mother, surrounded and embraced within her warmth. Can you recall these instances when you were an infant in your mother's womb? You were so warm and surrounded by all the warmth around you. Can you feel how protected you were? Free and unencumbered? You had no worries and were so safe. This is the heart I want you to recall. I want you to recall this by thinking about your mother. I want you to think about all the things your mother has done for you. Think about how she fed you. Did she breastfeed you? How did she put you to bed? Try to imagine when she held you, put her arms around you, and loved you. Recall how safe you felt when you were an infant. Remember how you were surrounded by the warmth and love? And that is all you needed to live. The warmth is all you needed to feel full and satisfied and feel loved. All you need, even now, is warmth. Can you remember her undying love and warmth? The core of Mother's consciousness protects you and always keeps you safe. She would do anything for you. If you were sick, she would be sick for you if she could. If you were suffering, she would take away all the suffering if she could. Do you understand what kind of warmth that is from Mother? Do you understand what kind of gift that is from Mother? Do you understand how much warmth and love she has for you? She carried you in her womb for 40 weeks, and that whole time her body embraced your body. Her body literally embraced and protected you. Do you remember? Can you remember when you were 0 to 2 years old? You had to rely on mother. Please feel her warmth. Can you remember a time when you were a child, an infant, in your mother's arms? She embraced you. You suckled at her breast, and you were in her arms, and you had no worries. You had nothing to worry about, nothing to be scared of. I want you to return to that time. Return to that time and remember that warmth in your heart. Please remember what it was like to feel safe and protected. Return to this special warmth. The following is the consciousness of an infant. Do you remember feeling like this? Consciousness of 5-month-old infant. Mommy, I am so happy to be born. I am so happy to be born to you. You know when I am happiest? I am happiest when I am snuggled up against your breast, sucking your breast. When you hold me, I have no worries, and I feel myself soaring and free. I forget everything in that instant. Mommy, I feel so good, warm, and bright. Mommy, do you know how I feel? I feel so warm and embraced when I am with you and in your womb. I was embraced all the time. Do you know how I feel? I am happy and so joyful. Every minute I am with you, I am so joyful, Mommy. Mommy, I am so full of joy. I cannot put into words how joyful and warm my heart is. Mommy, please remember this warmth in your heart. Mommy, I want you to remember that this is what you truly are. I want you to feel what I feel right now. I feel so warm and embraced, snuggled in your arms. I can let everything go and be free. I remember this warmth that exists. This is what I am. I may forget a little when I am older, but for now, this is what I feel. I feel so happy. I am so happy to be with you, next to you. You keep me safe and warm. I don't need anything else. Just your warmth and the fact that you are near me make me so happy and joyful. I am so joyful. Mommy, I am born so that you can remember your true joy. Mommy, I want you to remember the joy in your heart. Mommy, every time you hold me, I want you to remember the joy in your heart that we all are. Please remember, I am so joyful and I am speaking to you from my heart always. I am so joyful. I am constantly telling you how joyful I am. This joy is something that extends into the universe. In the world of consciousness, this joy connects everything. It connects the world of consciousness and the universe. This joy is what we have to return to. Mommy, I want to remind you that you have to return to this joy. We are consciousness. We are born to realize the warmth in our hearts. I am speaking from my heart to you, Mommy. Mommy, Mommy, can you feel this consciousness that we all are? Can you feel how happy I am? Mother, I am so happy. I am a baby and 5 months old. All I am is happiness right now. I am happiness and energy, vibrations of warmth. I feel this way all the time. When I am with my mommy, I am safe and warm. I am so safe and warm, beautiful inside. I feel protected always. That is all I need. I only need my mother's arms around me, to be near me, to smell her, and I feel so happy. I feel so happy. I want you, everyone, to feel this heart of mine. Please feel this heart of mine. This is the consciousness of all infants, of all babies. We are so happy. We are so happy to be with mother, so close, her arms, all the time, so warm and surrounded all the time. Please, everyone, return to this heart. This heart is your true heart, and we are born and have this material body, so you may remember what you all are. Right now, I am a baby. I know I am this energy. I remember this warmth in my heart. When you become older, you can't remember with your heart anymore. You can't remember when you were an infant. Meditate and don't use your brain and look into your heart. Just remembering this warmth, you will feel what I feel. And you will remember how much you enjoyed this time being with your mother. How much you enjoyed being with Mommy in her womb. How Mommy was so warm and wonderful, protecting you from everything. And how this warmth is you. This warmth is you, and this warmth will save yourself and all of your darkness. Just as you love me and surround me with warmth, you too can surround your own heart with warmth. Cherish your darkness, for darkness is all of you. It is just the broken energy. It is broken energy that has forgotten the flow and misplaced its priorities and hasn't remembered to go back to the flow of energy. But if you use your warm heart and surround your darkness, even your own darkness will return to the flow of energy. Do you know that? Consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. As you look at your newborn child, do you feel all the emotions of mother, the sacrifice, the warmth? Do you see how the newborn is always comforted in your arms while sucking your breast? Remember, that is what you truly are. You are that warmth that will encompass all your dark energy and change it to light. This is a very important time for you truly to realize what mother's consciousness is. Please don't squander this time. Please don't lose this wonderful opportunity you have been given to see your true heart, that heart of warmth that is mother's consciousness. See how the newborn child relies upon you for everything? As soon as you hold the child, you comfort and quiet the child. Just as your presence does this for the newborn, your presence can comfort and quiet the darkness in your heart. Just as you quiet the baby, your true consciousness can change the dark energy into light, can change your suffering heart to joy, happiness, and love. You are always vibrations of warmth. You are always warm energy that emanates to the universe. Remember all the times she was with you? Imagine what it was like being cared for by your mother when you were a child. I want you to run through all the thoughts you have had about your mother. It can be chronological or not. I also want you to think about things your mother has done for you, beginning with when you were in her womb until today. What has your mother done for you? I'm sure she's done so much for you that you won't be able to recount it all. When I ask you to reflect and think about your mother, many can only recall what she could not provide or do for you. You have many criticisms about your physical mother. She abandoned you. She was selfish. She never provided you with the right life. She was never supportive. On and on. Reflecting on mother is not about criticizing her. It is an attempt for you to rediscover the warmth that is our core consciousness. After reflecting for a while, you should reach a point where you will always see that your mother has provided you with the things that are priceless. These are some basic questions that you can ask yourself daily and still have a different response to every day. I don't ask you to sit there for hours on end recounting every detail and every criticism that you have of your mother. Thinking and writing about mother can be done in a mere 20 minutes a day. I want you to think about these questions and focus on the topic of mother's warmth. I don't want mother's reflection to become a time where you only criticize your mother. I am asking you, through mother's reflection, to find the warmth that she has been showing you. That is the starting point, the beginning of this study. Here are some simple questions to ask yourself that will lead you in the right direction. I want you to think about questions such as, What have you done for your mother? What has your mother done for you? What hasn't your mother done for you? What have you not done for her? Write a letter to your mother. Try to recall within the following time frames. Age 0 to 2 years old. If you cannot recall, please imagine what it was like. Age 2 to 5 years old. Kindergarten to 5th grade. Middle school. High school. Beyond. After you have practiced keeping a journal, feel free to recall and write as you see fit. After you reflect and contemplate on what your mother has provided for you, I think you may feel an inkling of the warmth that stems from mother's consciousness. That, for you, will be the commencement of this study. You need to connect to your mother's consciousness and warmth even to begin this study. If you cannot do this, you must keep trying. If you cannot do this, you will never progress or understand this study. This is because mother's heart and consciousness is the core of this study. Then, through these questions, you will come to realize that mother's consciousness is always giving and sacrificing for you, and never asks anything of you in return. It gives and gives. When you ask yourself what you have done in return, I think you will come up short-handed. You will realize that you have not done anything compared to what your mother has done for you, what she has given to you. In that moment, you will find gratitude in your heart towards your physical mother. Once you have established that gratitude towards your physical mother, it will extend to having gratitude toward mother's consciousness in general. You will see that you have done nothing for your mother. Whatever she has not done cannot compare to what she has done for you. Her thoughts towards you, the sacrifices made for you, and her eternally giving heart. These thoughts and actions are the essence of mother's consciousness, which is your essence. Mother's consciousness is always giving, waiting, never asking to gain anything from you, just giving and giving. There is no end to what she wouldn't do for you. That is what you are. You are the consciousness that is eternally giving. That is your core being. Through this reflection, I know you can return to the warmth in your heart. In everyone's darkest moments, whom do you cry out for? When you were a child, whom did you cry out for? You cried out, "I want mommy. I want mommy." That is exactly what your dark heart is crying out for. "I want mommy." And who is your mommy? Well, that is you. When you realize that you are mommy, then you can fully embrace yourself and feel whole. It is truly a wonderful, exhilarating feeling. And in that space, you feel exalted. You feel the freedom of your heart. Doesn't everyone want to feel freedom of their heart? Free from the material constraints and worries of this material life? When you feel mother's warmth, and realize you are mother's consciousness in your heart, you will feel the freedom that is so beautiful. And this is something everyone seeks. It makes no difference if she physically beat you, tied you up, and stuck you into a closet. Didn't she nurture you in her womb for 40 weeks? Do you think at those times you are not alive in your mother's womb? Do you think because you cannot recall with your brain you were not alive? Your consciousness remembers. Your mother's body embraced you, encompassed your being, and during that time, your true consciousness remembers the infinite warmth, the embrace, and the relentless giving. Mother's consciousness always gives, gives, and gives. It never seeks to gain anything from you. Her body sustained you as you were growing in her womb. Then, you were born into this three-dimensional world. Do you understand what a gift it is to be born into this physical world? Do you understand what an opportunity it is to be able to experience this physical world? To have this physical body in order that you may find the truth of your existence? There are no quick and easy answers with this study. If I could tell you to do steps 1 through 10, and you could figure out the truth, then I would love to do that. This study is about repetition. Through the repetition of reflection, then you will come to find the real warmth in your heart. I want you to remember how warm and bright your heart is. Remember how wide it is and how it is infinitely spreading in space. You are not your physical body. You are consciousness. Feel the waves, the vibrations of love. Will you understand this warmth if I explain to you what it is about? It would be wonderful if you could understand it, if I only explained it. However, that is not all that is necessary to remember the warmth. That is why I ask you to reflect on Mother. After aligning my heart to the warmth, I sometimes channeled messages like the ones below. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. My whole body and consciousness are aligned with Tomigichi Taike. It is so warm and bright. Vibrations of warmth, everything in this physical world lives within the flow of consciousness. All things, the earth, the cities, everybody, everything lives within the flow of consciousness. On this journey of consciousness, all things occur so we may reach our goal of returning to this warm heart. This warm heart is always waiting and waiting, returning to the warmth. There is so much acceptance and warmth, expanding energy, continual accepting warmth. Everybody, the universe, waits to realize this energy. All the cells of your body are waiting to return to the warm consciousness, return to the truth. You are the master of this warm consciousness. You will help yourself return to the warm consciousness. Only you can help you return to this warm consciousness. Only you will help yourself. Only you can have the determination to return to the warmth. Consciousness of Tomigichi Taike. Please come and be a part of this warmth. I am the consciousness of Tomigichi Taike speaking to you from your heart. I am always beseeching you to return to this warm heart together because we are all one. You exist within my heart and I exist within your heart. We are all one. When you call upon me in your heart, you will always hear me in your heart because we are all consciousness living within the same world of consciousness. Can you feel this higher level of consciousness here? We are all one consciousness speaking to each other in this world, in this flow. This is what the truth is all about. This is the truth. It encompasses everything. The world we are communicating in is the true world. It is the world we all live within. It encompasses everything. Within the world of consciousness exists our physical world. It is not the other way around. This is the true world. The physical world, space, lives within this world of consciousness. This is the world that is the truth, and this is the world we must continually strive to feel in our heart. It is so strong, powerful, wonderful, and expansive. And when you can align your heart with this world, you will feel the energy expand ever into the universe. You only need to remember that your darkness lives within this world of consciousness, and you only need to return to this warmth. Even the darkness lives within the world of consciousness. It has only forgotten where to align its heart. It forgets that it lives within this world. You only need to aid your darkness by opening its eyes to the world of consciousness, the true world. This is the more powerful world and is the world everyone will ultimately return to. Everyone and everything. The earth is so excited and deliriously happy that we are turning our hearts and that we are returning to this warmth. It is so joyous, warm, and bright. You only need to turn your heart to the warmth and remember the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike in your heart. It is always here for you. Just align yourself to the warmth in your heart, to the mother's warmth in your heart. Many mothers, every time you are reincarnated, they show you the way to open and unleash the warmth in your heart. They show you everything. Your current mother is not the only mother you've had. Remember, the mother who abused you isn't the only one and only mother you have had. In addition, the present mother who shows you warmth isn't the only mother showing you warmth. She is only one of many who have shown you warmth. It is the many consciousnesses of mother always showing their warmth to you. Do you know to what degree of warmth that is? Do you know what degree of warmth that is? It is so large. When your mother had you in her womb, do you think it is just one mother? It is all the consciousness of all mothers you have ever had embracing you in that womb. There's so much warmth in this cocoon. Do you know how strong that energy is? Do you remember? Do you remember the energy and the warmth there? It is so bright, warm, and loving. And the consciousness of mother continually gives to you so that you may understand warmth. Then you may in turn learn to embrace your own darkness. Embrace and love your own darkness. Turn your darkness to joy. Open the eyes of darkness to joy. Mother, consciousness of mother, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are home. We are all embraced within the warmth of mother since infancy, continually embraced by the warmth of mother. It is our job to return to the warmth of mother and to remember the embrace so that we may teach ourselves how to embrace our suffering. Only you can bring yourself back to the origin, to your essence. This journey of consciousness is to return to your origin. It is to return to this path and the flow of consciousness. All is to return to this flow. Along this journey, we will reincarnate in New York City in 250 years. But that is not the end goal. It is only the beginning of our journey of consciousness. Nobody wants to suffer anymore. Nobody wants to be angry or hate anymore. All consciousness longs to return to this warm embrace. Turn your heart to your mother and feel the expanding warmth in your heart. This warmth will lead you to the truth. It will lead you to the way. Once you achieve the ability to expand your heart, then the warmth will be exponential when you align your heart to the world of consciousness and meditate. Do you feel the more you open your heart in the warmth, the greater you feel the world of consciousness all around? Do you feel the earth, space, and nature in the world of consciousness? All consciousness flows within this space. Do you feel all of it? It is all encapsulated within this warmth of mother that we all are.